Yamuna tira vanachari Jayarada madhava Kunjabi hari Madhava Kunjabi Jaya Gopeshana Vallabha Giri Vardhari Vallabha Giri Vardhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Gopi Chanavallabha Giri Vardhari Gopi Chanavallabha Giri Vardhari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Vraja Jana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Bhai Raja Kacharya Astatatar Satoshi Shishimad Ishti Bhakti Vinod Swarm Prabhupad Ki Sankirtan Yagya Ki All glories to Samara Bodhis Gopremanandi Hari Hari Bhogu Nama Guna Badeshin Timnas Nama Guna Badeshin Timnas Nama Guna Badeshin Timnas Naranam Skrachana Vanchamara Matamam Devam Sarasatnya Samtadojam Riyadiyat Nastabashu Bhadrashu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Matamashnoke Bhagavatna Daishtiki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Continued readings from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, The History of the Life of Ajamil, Text 16. Na tata hi agavan rajan Puyeta tapa-adibi yata arpitapana tat-purusha nishevaya tatahi akavan rajan Puyeta tapa-adibi yata krishna arpitapranas Tatpurusha nishevaya Natatahi akavan rajan Puyata tapa adibhi Yata krishna pita pranas Tatpurusha nishevaya
Margis. Not. Tata. So much. He. Certainly. Agavan. A man full of sinful activities. Rajan. O king. Puyeta. Can become purified. Tapa Arabi. By executing the principle of austerity. Penance, brahmacharya, and other purifying processes. Yata, as much as. Krishna Arpita, prana, the devotee whose life is fully Krishna conscious. Tat Purusha, Nisevaya, by engaging his life in the service of Krishna's representative. Translation, Sri Prabhupada. My dear King, if a sinful person engages in the service of a bona fide devotee of the Lord and thus learns how to dedicate his life unto the lotus feet of Krishna, he can be completely purified. One cannot be purified merely by undergoing austerity, penance, brahmacharya, and the other methods of atonement I have previously mentioned. Please repeat. My dear King, if a sinful person engages in the service of a bona fide devotee of the Lord and thus learns how to dedicate his life unto the lotus feet of Krishna, he can be completely purified. One cannot be purified merely by undergoing austerity, penance, brahmacharya, and other methods of atonement I have previously described. Tat Purusha refers to a preacher of Krishna consciousness, such as the spiritual master. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has said, Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Payechikeba. Without serving a bona fide spiritual master, an ideal Vaishnava, who can be delivered from the clutches of Maya? This idea is also expressed in many other places. Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.2 says, Mahat Sevam Dvaram Ahura Vimukte. If one desires liberation from the clutches of Maya, one must associate with a pure devotee, Mahatma. A Mahatma is one who engages 24 hours daily in the loving service of the Lord. In the Brahmacharya Ashram in San Diego, it says 365 days a year service, no vacation, no days off, no sick days, no time off completely. And then it says sure, pure bliss. So, materialists might not understand that. A Mahatma is one who engages 24 hours daily in the loving service of the Lord. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 9.13, Mahatmanastu mam partha daivam prakuttam asritaha bhajanti anyanya manaso yatva bhutari madvayam. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Thus, the symptom of a Mahatma is that he has no engagement other than service to Krishna. One must render service to a Vaishnava in order to get freed from sinful reactions. revive one's original Krishna consciousness, and be trained in how to love Krishna. This is the result of Mahatma Seva. So this is where a lot of people don't like this word, trained. Who wants to be trained? It's usually when people's false egos spin a little too fast and they fly out of the temple seeking some more independent situation. But Prabhupada is using these words. The symptom of a Mahatma is that he has no other engagement other than service to Krishna. One must render service to a Vaishnava in order to get freed from sinful reactions, revive one's original Krishna consciousness, and be trained in how to love Krishna. So, those that are, we're supposed to be considering ourselves a dog of a Vaishnava. This is actually a healthy position to have. Just the dog of Vaishnava. We're not trying to be a great devotee. Nectar of devotion teaches us that that's not our mood, to be a great devotee. I want to be the great kirtan player, you know, or the great book distributor, whatever, build all these temples. That's all it's good to do, but that's not, the goal is not to be the great, look at as the great devotee, but actually just be instrumental in pleasing the previous acharyas. Of course, if one engages in the service of a pure devotee, the reactions of one's sinful life are vanquished automatically. Devotional service is necessary to drive away an insignificant stock of sins. But to awaken our dormant love for... Devotional service is necessary, not to drive away an insignificant stock of sins, but to awaken our dormant love for Krishna. As fog is vanquished at the first glimpse of sunlight, one's sinful reactions are automatically vanquished as soon as one begins serving a pure devotee. No separate endeavor is required. Any separate endeavor required? The words Krishnarpita Prana refers to a devotee who dedicates his life to serving Krishna, not to being saved from the path to hellish life. A devotee is Narayana Parayana, or Vasudeva Parayana, which means that the path of Vasudeva, or the devotional path, is his life and soul. Narayana Para Sarvena Katashchana Bibhyati, Bhagavatam 6:17-28. Such a devotee is not afraid of going anywhere. There is a path toward liberation in the higher planetary systems and a path toward the hellish planets. Both Narayana Para devotee is unafraid wherever he is sent. He simply wants to remember Krishna, wherever he may be. Such a devotee is unconcerned with hell and heaven. He is simply attached to rendering service to Krishna. When a devotee is put into hellish conditions, he accepts them as Krishna's mercy. Tate nukampam sushumikshamana. Bhagavatam 10:14-8. He does not protest. Oh, I am such a great devotee of Krishna. Why have I been put into such misery? Instead, he thinks this is Krishna's mercy. Such an attitude is possible for a devotee who engages in the service of Krishna's representative. This is the secret of success. Om Gyanate Manandasya Janjana Shlaka Chakshun Mili Damina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitam Yamano Vishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Garamayam Dadati Svaparantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hari Hari. Translation repeated. My dear King, if a sinful person engages in the service of a bona fide devotee of the Lord and thus learns how to dedicate his life unto the lotus feet of Krishna, he can be completely purified. One cannot be purified merely by undergoing austerity, penance, brahmacharya, and the other methods of atonement I have previously described. So, yesterday's verse was talking about, well, as this is progressing, it's basically saying, it's kind of narrowing in on talking about other processes, atonement, things like this, and then narrowing in to devotional service as your only way. Bhakti mam amajanati avanyatas tattva 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 tattva. What is it? Visite? Oh, God. 1855. One can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. And when one becomes, when one is fully conscious of me, by such devotion, you can enter the kingdom of God. So, basically, now it's zeroing in on devotional service. That was yesterday's verse. And then today's verse, it's not just devotional service, a little narrower. It's devotional service serving a pure devotee. A, what is it? Bona fide devotee of the Lord. So, this is also where a lot of people leave. It's really sad. False ego. Again, it's a little too much. So people spin out. And we learned yesterday, Manushinam Sahasrashu Kaschid Jatati Siddhaye Tatamapi Siranam Kaschimam Bhati Tatvata. Out of thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those that have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth, Krishna says to Arjuna. So if we really want Krishna, we have to become a wise man. Prabhupada says only the wise man makes it, which means we have to have full faith. Those who have full faith in scripture and guru, all the purports of the Vedas are revealed. So, a nice example of this is devotees were, did I already say this last time I gave a talk? Devotees are in Vrindavan, in would I say this? Prabhupada, disciples of Prabhupada said, this is a great devotee, he's chanting 64 rounds, he's eating a tiny little bit. And Prabhupada said, that rascal. And but he was shocked. Why is he a rascal? Because he's independent. He's doing devotions, quote-unquote devotional service. He's trying to serve Krishna directly, not through the medium of the pure devotee. Like, the Christians are really big on this. One, you only get to God through one who is through Christ. Christ is a title. It's a spiritual master. Yes, you can only get to the Father through Christ. But Jesus the Christ is not the only Christ. They have it right, but they've added in that Jesus is the only Christ. This is their addition. Even though the Bible says, if you add anything to this, or subtract anything to this, then all these plagues and calamities happen to you. Okay, that's what they've invited into their life. But we don't have to do such a thing since we have knowledge. Fortunately, Jesus didn't write any books, as far as we know. But Prabhupada, a pure Christ, distributing and writing this knowledge. And actually, he didn't even write this knowledge. He says that Krishna appeared when he was writing and told him what to write. He said, every morning, Krishna, you know, he's writing every day. Krishna sits right there and tells me what to write. So, we can heed these words and really attain the goal. Even know what the goal is. Like speaking about these methods of atonement, austerity, penance, brahmachari. Maybe some of us know the pastime in the Krishna book where the Brahman is performing all these Vedic rituals and so forth and so on. Well, Krishna told who to go ask them for? Coward, we asked the coward boys to go to the Brahmanas and ask them for food for Krishna and Balaram. And they go ask for food, and all these people attached to these austerity, penance, methods of atonement or whatever, Vedic rituals, you know, different procedures for elevating to the higher planets, they didn't give them any food. But they went to the wives of the Brahmanas, and then they happily gave food to Krishna and Balaram. And so then the Brahmanas condemned themselves, to hell with our Vedic sacrifices, to hell with this and that and that. We didn't know what the goal was. So we can learn what the goal is by going through the medium of a pure devotee of the Lord. So without this, there is no way to get free from the clutches of Maya without following this process. So this is where the people leave. This is where we have to give up our independence, at least to a certain degree. And so many people use so many excuses. There's this whole Ridvik philosophy of just, we're just servants of Prabhupada. You know, Prabhupada's left the planet, and we're not servants of any of these people that Prabhupada is set up to, you know, show us the way and teach us. So this, all these kind of philosophies have arisen, and they're not attaining the goal. They're not being delivered from the clutches of Maya. They're concocting their own philosophies, because your false ego will get annihilated by serving the bona fide living devotee. Because he will point things out to you and help you correct yourself. He will correct you. They will train you and be trained in how to love Krishna. There's a story of a person in charge of an ashram, guru, and a couple of his disciples came to the guru and said, Guruji, we'd like to leave. We've been here 10 years. And we'd like to leave. And the guru's like, why? Well, we feel like we're getting nothing out of this. And the guru said, oh, thank God. Oh, I was so worried. Oh, thank God it's just that. And the disciples were like, what? And, well, yeah, because when people think they've got it and they leave, then, oh, that's the worst thing. But, oh, you don't think you've gotten anything? That's perfect. No problem. Just keep going. That's natural, like that. So the most dangerous thing is, oh, well, this is simple. We just chant Hare Krishna, learn to play some instruments in this particular way, and we memorize all these shlokas. I've learned the art of book distribution. Yeah, time to go, you know? Now, it's not too difficult to do, but what have you learned by being independent in this way? By serving the pure devotees, we learn how we catch the right mood. They have the right mood, and they infest us, or what is the right word? Inject us with the right word. Mood. They inject us with the right mood. So we catch that loving mood just like somebody might. There might be a war, and there's a sergeant there that's saying how to do things. Oh, you get a gun, and this is how you shoot it, and then, you know, somebody with not much intelligence will just go, okay, thanks, great, and he just runs out on the battlefield and starts shooting, and he gets shot. Whereas the sergeants go, no, there's more. There's more than just that. There's other things. And here's some other things. And people are like, you know, maybe not even listening to them or whatever and not getting it. And they go out and they get shot, more casualties. But the intelligent person learns by hearing. He hears. And he actually gets it. And then he becomes a sergeant, and the sergeant becomes a captain, and that's just natural progression of advancement in Krishna consciousness can be compatible. So that philosophy. So we have to be a servant, and it's not like seen many people in devotees that maybe are atheists, actually, or at least Mayavadis, which are, you know, atheistic. Because by following this process of just learning how to do things, and then now I discard my guru, I already know. I discard my guru now. I've used all these things, my guru, my sankirtan leader, my whatever, to learn scripture, to get to this place of proficiency, and now I'm the master. And they go out and they make all kinds of problems in the world. This is just like my buddies. They use these the facility to earn personalness, to advance, to once they think they've become God. And then they discard all these things. So this is not the process. and it's not like we should consider ourselves master, just servant. Just servant. If you talk to any of these gurus in our movement that are incredibly advanced, they're just servants. I'm just a servant of Prabhupada is what they'll say, you know, or the servants of their guru. That's all. This mood. You know, the story of the donkey. I don't know if I'm going to get this right. Have you heard the story of the donkey carrying the deities? So the donkey is... Anybody heard that story? No. The donkey, you know, very insignificant living entity. They utilized him to carry the deities. So here he is cruising on the Rath Yatra carrying the deities. And thousands of people are like worshiping, you know, the deities. And the donkey's starting to think that they're worshiping him. So he's thinking, oh, wow, yeah, I'm the best, yeah, Jai. And then when they finished the service, you know, and he put him back, tied him to a rope and everything, he's like, what happened, you know? Wait a minute, hey, where's my worship? You know, this kind of thing. So with that kind of mood, we forget. If we were representing Krishna, or are we trying to be Krishna? So by serving the servant of the servant, authorized versus bona fide devotee, somebody claims to be a devotee is not my devotee, Krishna says, but if he's a devotee of my devotee, then he's my devotee. So are you in a, you're a devotee, who are you serving? If you're serving, you know, you're initiated by some guru in ISKCON, okay, you're a servant of him. Okay, no problem. Authorized character, or at least you should be. Guru Prasad Swami Maharaj says everybody that's initiated is expected to be a Madhyama Adhikari. Somebody who's engaged in devotional service 24 hours a day, forevermore. And then eventually an Uttama Adhikari, totally purified living entity. So, this is the process. It's not like one day we're no longer a servant of the guru. And a little simple example of the benefits of applying oneself this way, since we just came back from Vrindavan, there's a couple of sannyasis leading us on the parikram around Govardhan Hill. And so we're walking around this hill that's non-different from Krishna. And if one isn't really a servant, what's one going to get out of it? One's going to see Vrindavan. The Holy Dham is not going to reveal itself to oneself. We're just going to see a bunch of icky stuff. But if we are servants, if we just apply ourselves in service to these great souls, and I'm doing this as a service to my guru, this parikram, then actually the Holy Dham reveals itself to us. Like you might think, okay, I'm going to lose, as they said, you can walk around the thing and you can lose a couple pounds of weight. You know, it's an 11-mile walk. And you see, oh wow, there's a blue cow, you know, on top of the, they have some blue cows there, very rare species. And you go, wow, look at that, take some pictures of the cow, you know, and this and that, but really miss the whole point of everything, really not get it. But if you hear the lectures of the gurus, you know, about how the process works, that, you know, we stop here and this represents submitting to a bona fide spiritual master. And the next step is about following his teachings, and then this place is really all about giving donations. And what does that mean? No, it doesn't mean giving money to all these poor people. It means, you know, giving your heart to God and donating your life and your life to the Lord's service. And then you continue on, and then this place means if you really want the goal, Krishna Prema, then you have to be a servant in the mood of assisting Radharani in pleasing Krishna. Not pleasing Krishna directly, but in the mood of serving your guru, and then that service goes to Radharani to help her serve Krishna. And then when you put the water from Radhakund onto your head, like it says in Nectar of Instruction, you know, is it there that says to bathe as many times as possible in Radhakund? Okay, right, probably, yeah, in purport. So, and then what does this mean? Okay, I get Krishna prema just by putting my you know, water on my head? Oh, great, that sounds simple. Let me just fly in and let me do that and got Krishna prema, finished. But the gurus are saying, no, it's not so simple. And he uses this analogy that Shiva and Parvati are explaining this analogy. I guess some disciple, if I'm not mistaken, asked them, you know, what does this mean? You know, if I put the Ganges water on my head, then I get purified of my sins. And they're like, well, let me show this by an example. So here I'm going to pretend I'm drowning. Shiva says, I'm going to pretend I'm drowning in the Ganges. Parvati screams out, and you just watch what happens. And Parvati screams out, help, somebody help my husband, he's drowning in the water of the Ganges. And all these brahmanas are like about to jump in and save. And he goes, but if you aren't totally purified of all your sins, then you'll drown also. So all the brahmanas, they just stopped in their tracks, didn't jump in. And then there was this one beggar, you know, just insignificant beggar. He jumps in the water, saves Shiva, and brings him out. And so they asked him, what were you thinking? He's thinking, well, it says that if you bathe in the Ganges, then you're purified of all your sins. So I jumped in fully, and I'm purified of all my sins, so then I can save Shiva. So, but the other brahmanas, they didn't have faith in that. So they didn't get they didn't become totally purified. So if we do the parikram just right, and then we actually enter into Goloka Vrindavan, the holy dawn can be revealed to you. And you can live in Goloka Vrindavan. And put the drops on your head and actually experience waves of complete nectar and ecstasy. And then one's life should be just dedicated to serving the guru, carrying out his instructions. Prabhupada says there is no difference between devotional service and the kingdom of God. So for serving an authorized Vaishnava, a bona fide Vaishnava, then we're in the kingdom of God. There's no difference. So therefore we're not seeking, like it says here, some special situation. Like some heavenly experience. We're not trying to avoid hell. We're not trying to get to heaven. And if we really understand this, what I've said and what I'm about to say, literally, you'll still be in the kingdom of God, engaging in devotional service, getting to the point of total purification, if you really understand these just really basic points, that reality is a very few percentage are really, really understanding. And they're so simple. It's just, as it says here, be a servant. But now Prabhupada is describing an even more narrow path. This, he calls it the secret of success, which is when a devotee is put into hellish conditions, he accepts them as Krishna's mercy. He does not protest, oh, I am such a great devotee of Krishna, why have I been put into this misery? The classic example is somebody's chanting Hare Krishna, you know, Krishna, please engage me in your service, Krishna, please engage me in service. And the temple president comes by and says, oh, could you please wash these pots over here? And they go, I'm really tired. I get, you know, comes up with some excuse why he doesn't want to engage in Krishna service. That's, or, don't you know who I am? I'm not going to wash those pots. I'm such a great devotee. So instead, he thinks this is Krishna's mercy. Such an attitude is possible for a devotee who engages in the service of Krishna's representative. So this actually is the key, is just being a servant of an authorized servant of God. That's really where it's all at. From there, by serving such a person, we gain the qualities of such a person. Of course, we're serving Prabhupada. Prabhupada has all good qualities. We get those qualities by serving not Prabhupada directly, well, some of us, perhaps Prabhupada's disciples, but those who are not, they're serving, you know, Prabhupada's disciples or their representatives. And then we gain the qualities of Prabhupada and of Krishna, all these wonderful qualities. And this is the secret of success. And what are they going to ask you to do? And I'm going to describe what the pure representative will ask you to do. A real master will not cater to the disciples' demands. I want to do it this way. Well, if it's correct way, sure. But if it's not, nope, sorry. Sorry, no. Because he's master and we're servant. So, but what they will ask you to do is they will ask you to engage in sankirtan. Ask you to do devotional service to Krishna, but which really comes down to also the main thing that people are doing. Oh, I lose my place. I did. Oh, bummer. Helping, what does Krishna want? He wants everybody back home to him. He wants everybody back in the spiritual world. Right? That's what he wants. He wants nothing else other than this. He wants other things, I'm sure. But, I mean, that's the main thing. And so this entire Krishna conscious movement is all about bringing people back to the spiritual world, which involves sankirtan, where we actually bring the holy name to the people. We engage in glorifying the Lord in association devotees and going out in sankirtan. So, and why is this so difficult for people? False ego. Only false ego. You know, we have so many statements in Bhagavad Gita. What is it? You have the right to perform your prescribed duty, but you're not entitled to the fruits of action. Never consider yourself to be the cause of such activities. And never be attached to not doing your duty. Or 238, Sukaduke, Samekritva, Labha, Labha, Jaya, Jaya, Tato, Yudai, Yudhyasva. Do thy fight for the sake of fighting without considering happiness or distress, gain or victory, loss or defeat, and by so doing you shall never incur sin. So here was, I got this as a Srimad Bhagavatam, one volume, I mean the whole Bhagavatam is in one book, which is really ecstatic. And a nice Prabhupada disciple, Adhikarta Prabhu, gave this to me. And he, I read the thing. And it is only three lines that are underlined in the whole book. So this is what they say. It's funny. He underlined only three lines. And I'm going to read a little bit before the underlined part. Rather, every member of the Krishna... Excuse, now it's underlined. Rather, every member of the Krishna consciousness movement is interested in going door to door to try to convince people about the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it is, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And then it continues, that is the purpose of the Hare Krishna movement. So in another place, in a letter to Harisari Prabhu, he says, Prabhupada says, that he defines the Hare Krishna movement as, hey rascal, hey rascal, please become Krishna conscious. That's how he defines the Hare Krishna movement. So if we're in the Hare Krishna movement, then we go, hey rascal, please become Krishna conscious. And we might want to use a different word if you like your teeth, but you know, that's the meaning, the mood that we have. All these people, the 6 billion of them, or 7 now, you know, have they fully surrendered to God? Then they're a rascal. A thief. Lowest of mankind. So that's our job, to approach these people and ask them to become Krishna conscious through the medium of going door to door and convincing them about the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. I mean, in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, is what it says here, and of course, Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's the order of God. Order of God is instruct everybody to follow the teachings that I've given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and try to liberate everybody in the land and this way become a spiritual master. So this is our duty. Prabhupada says the best way to spread Krishna consciousness is distributing these books. Here we learn that that we're supposed to surrender into a pure devotee of the Lord. So Prabhupada is a totally pure devotee of the Lord. And by associating, we're supposed to associate with such beings and get trained up. So they associate with Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada is in his books. He's not in his books. And by distributing these books, we're giving people a totally pure devotee's association to them. I'll give you a simple sample of what took place on book distribution one day. For me, I was out distributing books in a parking lot and approached this. I usually don't approach older people, but this one older guy, he looked kind of cool. And I said, approached him. And he just walked by me like, and then he stopped in his tracks and this energy just came over him like anything. And he looks at the cover of my book and walks over to me. I'm like, oh my God. He looked a little like a hippie kind of guy. I was like, oh my God, what's this all about? And he just walks up and he puts his hand right on me. You know, he's just looking me right in the eyes. He goes, I got this book from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And I read it. I opened it up. And the material world left. And this guy right here with a peacock feather in his head, him, he appeared and said, and he's just like electrified, you know. I mean, definitely had this experience. There's no way he could have been making that up because the energy was there. And he said, come play with me. Come play with me. And then the clouds shut. He says, and he bought all the books. So this is the power of just reading one of these books from a bona fide spiritual master. It'll change their life. For that guy's life is finished. His material life is done right after that experience. Completely finished. It's a matter of time before he's back playing with Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan or somewhere in the spiritual world for sure. It's just a matter of time. But somebody, he had to get the book. Somebody had to endeavor to give him the book. You know, he needed that mercy. And that's our job, to give them the knowledge. Okay, if we don't want to distribute books, give them the holy name at least. But this is the Brihad Mridanga. The greater Mridanga is distributing the books because their friends will read it. They can reread it. They hear the holy name for 5 minutes as they walk by. Then they forget about it. Actually, I don't forget about it. The name is ringing in their ears. I've heard that from so many people. They wake up hearing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's eternal. It's eternally in them. But at the same time, the books can be read and reread and so forth and so on. And they also teach to take up this process of chanting Hare Krishna, what it's all about and everything like that. So that they can go now have the knowledge to do their own Harinams and book distribution. So, not demeaning any other service, but just because Prabhupada says book distribution must be given stress always, giving it, I feel, the appropriate stress. So when we're given this task of going out on Sankirtan, If we want to really get the goal, which is Krishna Prema, we're assisting Radharani in helping all these living entities get back home to the spiritual world by assisting our bona fide representatives. And that's what they're asking us to do. Please, please get these people back home. That's their mood. Prabhupada is just saying, Krishna, I want them delivered. Please, I don't like seeing, we're all together, you know, we're all in this yellow submarine together. You know, if one brother or mother is not doing well, it affects us. So they're all doing horrible. So we must help them get back to the spiritual world. This is the mood of a devotee. He's an attainment. He's just thinking, he's got the same heart as Krishna. Krishna just wants them back home. And so we want them back home. We feel their pain. And so we endeavor to in this way. And we're not attached to results. It's not like we've seen few devotees leave service because it's just too much for them. Too painful to realize that they're not so empowered and they didn't deliver all living entities in the universe in a week, so they left. But that's not the process. What does the pure devotee say? Prabhupada says, it's not that we have to see that they become Krishna conscious, but we must preach. We must take up the order to preach. So we don't have to label it anything other than that. It's just preaching. Just here, hey rascal, please become Krishna conscious. Use the word rascal. Prabhupada says flatter them like anything, but that's the thing we want to actually preach very strongly and knock out all these elements that are really misguiding the people. And book distribution is the best way to spread Krishna consciousness. I guess I'll just stop there, and we can just flood this Chicago area or the whole of North America and the whole world with Prabhupada's books. Like Lord Chaitanya, he was about flooding the land with the love of God. If there's a bunch of seeds of sinful desires and you water them, then they grow. But if you flood them, the seeds rot. So when we want to flood, we want to blanket this whole place with Prabhupada's books. We want to make thousands and trillions of devotees. And we're not attached to the results, so we just do our duty and take shelter in that. And by doing that, we truly attain the goal, guaranteed. Any comments or questions? And if there's no comments or questions, I got a pastime if anybody wants to hear it. But comments or questions? Please. You all want to hear? Okay. Has anybody heard the pastime of Krishna as the snake charmer? Good. Okay. So we went to Vrindavan. There's this place called, I think it's Jabat. It's Radharani's mother-in-law's house? Mother's house? Mother-in-law's house. Kirtida. Kirtida? Was it? No. It's Jatila, sorry. Jatila. And there's a service with a K also, though, somewhere in there. Kirtila? Kutila. That's Kutila's house. Okay. I'm not mistaken. Okay, so what she's trying to do is, so Radharani, and there's Krishna, having pastimes. Just 5,000 years ago. I mean, Krishna comes around in what? A trillion years? Something like that? Every trillion years he comes through. I mean, here he was just 5,000 years ago. You can go look at his footprints. You know, you can see the trees that he stepped on that are still living 5,000 years. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable, actually. Anyways. You can actually see this stuff with your own eyes, and just you can see a fingerprint with Lord Chaitanya's. I mean, a rock that has Lord Chaitanya's fingerprint in it. I mean, it's just on and on and on. So, Radha and Krishna appeared in Vrindavan, and of course they're not married. Do you know who's married to Radharani? And do you know does anybody have any guesses who doesn't know who Abhimanyu is in previous pastimes? So, remember Hanuman? Ram, he was once eating Sita's food, you know, servant of Ramachandra, and just thought, wow, this is so amazing, delicious. If I could have this every day. And Krishna took note. Okay. So, Hanuman is the wife of Radharani, the husband of Radharani. So he could have the prasadam of Sita's cooking every day. But they don't have any, he's never touched her or anything, so don't worry like that. So so Krishna is so incredible that is having this relationship with Hanuman's wife. And they're always getting together and having a relationship like that. But the wife, the mother of Radharani, doesn't, chaste lady, make sure that this rascal Krishna stays away from Radharani, right? So making sure all that's... So they have to create arrangements so that Radha and Krishna can get together. So one time, Radharani, they made some plan. So Radharani's walking around the house, and she gets, quote-unquote, bit by a snake. And the Sakis, Radharani's friends are planning all this as well, so that she can get some time with Krishna. And so she starts screaming, and the mother comes running. What happened? What happened? I'm sorry. I get a little bit before all this. Sorry about that. So Krishna got some benediction to receive Radharani's food every day by, Durvasa Muni or somebody like that? Yeah, one of those great sages. But after a while, the mother-in-law thought, this is just crazy, we can't just transport Radharani's food. It just doesn't look good, Radharani's chasing everything. So the mother decided, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. So then, Krishna is used to getting fed by Radharani's prasadam every day and all happy and blissful. But then Krishna's mother, cooking for Krishna now, he wouldn't eat it and wouldn't eat anything, and he'd be all just kind of morose. So then they create this event to try to rectify things. So Radharani lives in a whole other village, appears to be bitten by a snake, and she's screaming, and so she goes to her room, and the mother comes in. What happened? Oh, a snake bit me. It had a jewel on its head, and I thought it was just attracted to the jewel, and the snake bit me. And all the Sakis are going, she's about to die. We must do something immediately. And so somebody appears and says, oh, we know a snake charmer that can draw out the poison from her. So they go get the snake charmer, and the snake charmer, but it's Krishna. Says, I know how this works. I know how to get the poison out, no problem, anything like that. But some little things that we have to take into consideration, I have to chew this pond or whatever it's called, and I have to put it into Radharani's mouth to cure her of her disease. So you can imagine, they're eternal lovers, and so they come into the house and everything okay, and then so Krishna's administering the medicine, and then Krishna, in the form of the snake charmer, asks everybody to leave the the house. I have to perform a certain ritual now, and I have to, the snake that bit her has to, I have to do these things, has to appear and things like that to rectify the situation, because the fever's not going down, but this will do it. So they all leave the room, and Krishna talks in a few different voices. He's saying, oh snake, why did you bite Radharani? We're trying to make her well now, but you know, my medicine's not working. There must be something going on here. Why did you bite Radharani? He says, well, and then Krishna changes his voice, and all the people outside the building are all real eager to hear. And says, oh yes, I come from Durvasa Muni, I think that's the sage's name, place, and he gave a benediction to get Radharani's remnants and prasadam every day. And I hear this was stopped, so he was very furious, so he cursed Radharani to die, Jatila, the mother, to die for breaking this tradition. And I know that if I kill Radharani, then, and somebody else, then certainly she will die. And then he said something like, now I will bite, you know, and so Krishna's saying, please, we can solve the problem. Or maybe they're screaming outside, okay, we'll give them the prasadam, no problem. He says, okay, we'll rectify the situation. The thing is rectified, will everything be okay? He says, yes, but if she ever does this again, I will make sure I bite her and she will die, or something like that. And okay, no problem. Please take this poison out and we'll solve the problem. And so then that's finished. And so then that's how Krishna gets the prasadam. And then, of course, Krishna says, well, it's best that, you know, she's not quite well. I better spend the night here. Just make sure everything's well enough so they can spend more time together. So this is a certain simple pastime of Radha and Krishna. I hope that's okay that I shared all that. A little elevated, but appropriate, probably. Any other comments or questions? It's 8:29. So many wonderful pastimes. Anybody hasn't been to Vrindavan yet? Oh, goodness. Must go. Must go. It's so incredible. It's so healthy for your spiritual life. You know, you read all this, but then when you go there, you see a whole town. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and everybody going to the temples, and you go where all these pastimes took place. It just really, in the mood, really catch the mood. I associate with all these advanced devotees. Really wonderful thing to do. Incredible advancement takes place there. So, highly recommend going. Of course, you have to be careful. Don't make any fences, because the fences are magnified as well in Vrindavan. So, want to prepare oneself appropriately. So, wish you all the best in your success in Krishna consciousness. And what is the secret of success? What is it? Okay, yeah, serving the bona fide representative. And then what is your mood then? If you want, Prabhupada calls this the secret of success, what is the mood that you should have if it seems not so pleasant? It's mercy. We have to remember, you know, we have to get purified, you know? Oh my God, the services that I was giving, my goodness, just hardcore stuff. And Krishna is testing. Okay, can you handle distributing books in Phoenix, Arizona in the summer? Here you go. You know, 140 degrees in the blacktop. Now distribute books in Canada in late fall. Or I was in Edmonton. That was pretty tough. A high of 34 degrees. Of course, Chicago is even much worse in the winter. But anyways, whatever it is, or you're given like tons of new bhaktas to train up, and they just drool all over you, or whatever. Sorry, it's a bad analogy. And they chant like a mosquito's in your ear, and you're just like, I can't take this anymore. Of course, they're thinking that about you. I can't handle this bhakta leader anymore. So it's whatever it is. Look at it as Krishna's mercy. Don't rearrange anything. This is the secret of success. Don't rearrange things. Don't request. You could probably request book distribution, but don't request, can I change my roommate? Can I change my husband? Can I change my temple? How do we get rid of this temple president? Come on, guys, let's mutiny here. Come on, you know, whatever. Just don't do these things. Be a servant, and your servants just go, yes, master. Dog of a Vaishnava. If we do that, you're going to get the success, complete success, quickest way possible on that way. You can see Krishna face to face all the time, this kind of mood. So anyways, thank you for tolerating me, and hope this is beneficial. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Hari Hari Krishna.